9 Southeast Wisconsin colleges and universities have committed to enrolling more Hispanic students. They aim to become or maintain their status as Hispanic-serving institutions. It's a federal designation given to universities with 25% or more Hispanic undergraduates. That designation opens the door for more federal funding. So far, Wisconsin has 2 HSIs, Alverno and Mount Mary. As part of our Hispanic Heritage Month coverage, WUWM education reporter Emily Files checked on HSI efforts at Milwaukee's 2 largest universities.
UWM students Jose Trujillo and Christina Marquez have a go-to hangout spot in between classes. It's the Roberto Hernandez Center in Balton Hall, a support center specifically for Hispanic students. Marquez says it's a homey environment.
I just like the faculty and the students. The faculty is very welcoming here.
Marquez and Trujillo say one reason they chose UWM was its student diversity. Trujillo transferred here after an isolating experience at his first school in Iowa.
Being part of a community that you're comfortable with and they can share cultural values with is very helpful for somebody's success. When I transferred here, I thought it was really cool to see a big community of Hispanic or future, I guess, Hispanic professionals and scholars.
UWM is working to increase the number of Hispanic scholars on its campus. Alberto Maldonado is one of the people leading the effort to become a Hispanic-serving institution.
Yeah, we wouldn't begin these conversations summer 2016. I think the percentage of Latinx students on campus was around 9%. Where now we are 13.1%. So we have every year moved that needle slowly but in the right direction.
It was also in 2016 that Marquette University announced its intention to become an HSI. Jackie Black is director for Hispanic initiatives there. She says demographic trends are one reason Marquette is pursuing HSI status. As the number of white college-age students declines, the Hispanic population is growing faster than any other group in Wisconsin.
That was certainly a reason to pursue the initiative as well, to look at how we can better position our institution to work with those students and to bring them to our campus.
In the past 5 years, Marquette and UWM have dedicated staff to their HSI initiatives. They've translated websites and recruitment materials to Spanish, expanded community outreach, hired bilingual support staff, and created more scholarships.
When we started this initiative that year, the undergraduate population was 9.7% Latinx. This year, we'll hit that over that 15% mark.
Marquette has also been trying to diversify its faculty and staff. Sergio Gonzalez is the school's first and only Latinx studies professor.
It seemed like a great opportunity to be a part of something bigger to help Marquette serve a community that, quite honestly, for a century it had not.
Gonzalez wants Marquette to put more resources into the HSI initiative, both in terms of hiring and financial aid.
While other colleges and universities in the Milwaukee area have pledged to become HSIs, Marquette has kind of the secondary barrier that it's really expensive for students to come here.
Director of Hispanic Initiatives Jackie Black says there's also work to be done to make Marquette a welcoming place for students of color.
To transform an institution that historically has been a very white institution into one that centers the voices and experiences of underrepresented students takes time, it takes intentionality, it takes resources, it takes institutional will and courage.
With Marquette at 15% Hispanic enrollment and UWM at 13%, the question of how quickly each will reach 25% may depend on the campus environments they cultivate and the resources they put behind their HSI missions. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.